Cuomo already announced that people with underlying conditions will become eligible for the vaccine on February 15th. Those conditions include cancer, heart condition, COPD, chronic kidney disease, type 1 and 2 diabetes, moderate to severe asthma, and people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, organ transplant recipients, and people who are morbidly obese. Initially, the vaccines would only be available through county health departments, but Cuomo is now opening up the state's mass vaccination sites to the immune compromised as well.
People with comorbidities can begin making appointments on the state sites February 14th to open February 15th. On the local health department sites, the appointments can start on the 15th.
The governor is leaving the specific rules on how to sign up for local health department appointments to the localities. People will need to provide a letter from their doctor or other proof that they have one of the medical conditions listed. They can also sign an affidavit certifying that they have a comorbidity, and those answers will be audited to make sure the rules are followed. But the governor's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, warns that the immune compromised will be in a competition to gain an appointment time.
There will be a crush. This will not be perfect. We've made a lot of changes since the vaccine website initially launched to be able to handle much more volume. I think the system itself has smoothed out. There are people constantly on a daily basis right now, hundreds of thousands of people on that website refreshing. That traffic is only going to increase.
DeRosa says the state is doing its best to adapt to ever-changing circumstances.
We sympathize with people who desperately want this vaccine and who are eager to get more information as to when they can go, when they can sign up, when is it my turn. But to the governor's point, we are in a position where we are reacting to things that we are directly out of our control.
75% of all essential care hospital workers have now been vaccinated, leaving more doses each week available for the immune compromised. And the governor says he believes there will be additional doses that will not be used in nursing homes after everyone who wants a vaccine in the homes gets one. But Cuomo says the biggest problem is that there are just not enough doses yet to accommodate everyone who wants a vaccine and who is eligible.
You don't have the supply to do it. And if you want to prioritize someone, well, then you have to deprioritize someone.
He says on Tuesday, President Joe Biden's aides will hold a briefing with governors, and he hopes to hear that more doses will become available to the states. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.